on Samechem and Aleph, we have two stories, one with Rabbi Huda and the other with Rava, both of them who gave gifts to idolaters or to non-Jews on their holidays. And their rationale was that they're not idolaters. The Yadana Beit Lo Palchi Lavodah Zarah. And that's why it was okay. Tosfos asks on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, he says, I don't understand. Once there is a gzeira made on any nisuch of avodas kochavim, then we make it the gzeira on everybody. And therefore, just like by nisuch hayayin, for example, we're going to make this gzeira applies to everything else. Similarly, when it comes to giving gifts, if there's a question of isur hana, then what difference does it make whether you're giving a gift to an idolater or not? They're not Jewish. It's on their holiday, so it should be prohibited. So Tosos answers and says that the gezeira of nisuch hayayin was getting hana from people who are menasech liyayin are specifically only those who are menaschim. Those who are not menasech, we're not going to make the gezeira. The gezeira doesn't extend to those that you know for sure are not menasech. And the raya he gives is from our Gemara. Since they know that they're not polchin la'avodah zarah, it's not that they're stam and idolaters, they're negative idolaters. Since they have negative das, they're not interested in the avodah zarah, that takes them out of the realm of the gezeira, and that's why it was permissible for Rav Yehuda or Rava to give gifts to the non-Jews, to Sheshach, Bar Sheshach, and Avidarna. That's how Tosfos explains and justifies it. The other, and therefore, the question then becomes, are you allowed to give gifts to non-Jews on their holidays? Well, here we have a situation where they gave gifts to non-Jews on their holidays, and it was permissible. And the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Mem Ches, if you give a gift to an idolater on their holiday, to a non-Jew on their holiday, there's no problem. There's no issue. If they're not Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they're a Palchil Avodah Zarah, it's fine. One of the questions that the Yaibit asks is, hold on a second, what's the significance of giving them a gift on Yom Edom? The whole point of Yom Edom, presumably, is that on that day is when they worship their Avodah Zarah. So why else would you be giving them a gift on Yom Edom if not for the fact that they're going to be doing Avodah Zarah? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden explains that sometimes there are holidays where you participate in them, but you're not Ovid Avodah Zarah. You do it, it's a special day. It's like he gives an example of New Year's, where it's a day for Simcha and Holus. They're having a good time, but they're not actually viewing it as a religious holiday. It's a secular holiday in their mind. And that's why a gift was given on the secular, on the holidays. To them, it wasn't viewed as a religious holiday. It's viewed as a secular holiday. Even Rav Moshe talks about giving gifts, or not giving gifts, but celebrating New Year's, having a simcha or something on New Year's, or can you celebrate New Year's in general just to have fun? Obviously, he's not a fan of it, but to say that it's a religious holiday, it's hard to say that certainly nowadays that it's considered a religious holiday. Of course, we should be machmir, not appropriate to participate in New Year's parties, but nevertheless, to say that it's avodah zarah, that's a bit of a stretch. So here's the example. This is essentially the source. They gave a gift on their holiday, which they didn't view as a religious holiday, and it was permissible to even share these gifts with the idolaters. But if they were ovid avodah zarah, or even stam, they didn't know for sure, then you would not be able to give the gift. So someone who is a religious non-Jew who worships some form of halacha avodah zarah, then you wouldn't be allowed to give them a gift, presumably. And that would be the simple understanding of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Gemara. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Kuf Mem Ches Halacha Hey. But then we have and by the way, the flip side is also going to be prohibited. If an Ovid Kochavim goes out of his or her way to give you a gift on their holiday, you are not allowed to accept it unless there's someone that doesn't is not polach l'avodah zarah. It's the same issue. You wouldn't be allowed to accept it. Okay, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch does say if there's a concern of Eva, you should accept it, but somehow don't get benefit from it. Accept it, you know, put on a smile, and then put it to the side. Maybe not a smile, but take it and then not get any benefit from it. But the Shulchan Aruch does say something really important in Halacha Yud Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, we have this whole discussion, and maybe this was mentioned earlier in the Daf HaShavua classes. The Shulchan Aruch writes that perhaps Bizmanenu, the scene, the facts on the ground are very different than they were then. He says, Yesh Omrim, She'ein Kol Devarim Elu Amurim Ela Ba'oso Zman. Perhaps these prohibitions were only said in those days, times of the Gemara. Abba Bazman Hazeh, but nowadays, Einam Bekiyin B'tiv Elilim. No one is really an expert in gods or idols. L'fichach Mutr L'seis V'l'seisi Mohem B'yom Chagam. You can do business with them even on their holidays. U'l'halvosam, even to lend them on their holidays. And all Chol Shar Devarim. And at the bottom, the Ramah adds on very clearly, V'chein Im Sholeach Doron L'ovid Kochavim B'Bazman Hazeh. Biyom sheyesh lehem simin im yagia lehem doron bechag hu. Let's read this again. Im shaleach doron levet kachavim bizman hazeh. If you deliver send a gift to an idolater nowadays, biyom sheyesh lehem simin, on a day which they feel is significant, says the Ramah, im yagia lehem doron bechag hu. Right, if it's a simin, if it reaches them on the holiday itself. So it's better if you can to get it to them on the eve of the holiday. But if you can't, according to Truma Sedeshin, you can send it off even on the holiday itself. So already we have from the Gemara that if you know that Yidana Beit Lo Palchi, it's not just that they're a stam of non-Jew, but you know for a fact that they're not Palach L'Avodah Zarah, then you already, even in the times of the Gemara, you were allowed to give them gifts on their Yom Edom, which they're celebrating as a secular holiday. But nowadays, even if they are celebrating it religiously, says the Ramah, based on the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch and the Truma Sedeshin, you would be allowed to give them gifts even Bizman Hazeh. So, practically, you would be allowed to give gifts to Ovdei Avodah Zarah on their holidays. Obviously, it's preferable if you could avoid it and give it on the eve, or a couple of days before. Certainly not hard to do nowadays. People are very respectful. But based on the Truma Sedeshin, quoted by the Ramah, you would be allowed, if there wasn't any other way, you would be allowed to give them a gift even on the holiday itself.